Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. My dad's building a chook house.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 11 of Zombie Plagued Chult.
The little magman boys attack.
Adam shuffling a deck. What deck are you shuffling?
Are you shuffling the Cass and Tom get rewarded dare? No, that's
Oh no, that's real bad.
Into the sky where it explodes harmlessly. That's the critical hit part.
Yep.
Hey, funny, get back. Maximum damage and the target must make a constitution saving throw that it fails. On a failed save, they are pushed 5 feet back. So you kick one a full 5 feet into the air. They're letting you pass by, but you can see that there's some dissension among their group as well. Do any of you, either of you understand Draconic?
No. Yep.
Artis Simber doesn't have anything that can target specifically the Warlock. He can fuck up the group, but he can't target specifically the Warlock.
Oh, well then fuck up the group.
An explosion of frigid, cold energy ripples out through the center of the Fire Newt group. You know what? I don't want to make an issue of it, at least yet. We'll deal with the thing that will probably kill us first, and then we can discuss the treasure after.
I like the way you think, Plask.
We'll make sure you get your treasure, Plask. I turn to Pop. How big was the dragon, Pop?
It blotted out the moon.
It blotted out the moon.
That is a big dragon indeed.
It blotted out the moon.
After your kerfuffle with Pop not giving you a heads up, you retire to camp. So, in the night, who's first watch?
First watch, of course, Adam, it's gone.
During first watch, you hear somewhere deeper in the forest a terrific roaring sound. That's similar to a dragon, some might say. Somewhere further into the jungle, you see a spout of flames. You're not sure exactly how far away it is, but it looked massive.
I wake Tiffany up.
Horn scarp.
Yeah.
So that we don't make the same mistake as I did yesterday, I think the dragon's in the jungle.
What?
I just heard
safe in the jungle.
A roar and fire is somewhere in that vicinity.
Oh, no.
I think we have to keep moving.
Okay.
It would be further in.
Towards the mountains.
Back out again, because clearly the thing's in the jungle.
You can if you want.
Oh, this feels like a trap.
I mean, they can just fly and, you know, blot out the moon and stuff. We should wake everyone up. I'll go around waking everyone up.
All right.
I'm just being like, the dragon's in the jungle. Shh.
If you want to progress through the night, you will have to take a level of exhaustion. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, my friend.
We go to the group.
What are your thoughts, group?
So long as we keep ourselves quiet and do not light anything, we should be safe.
Hey, Adam, how do dragon's eyes work?
Dragon's eyes?
Yeah.
What do we know about dragons?
Not a lot. You don't know. You know dragons have magic, but you don't know if that conveys them any special sight.
That's okay. What I mean is, though, if we're moving through the jungle at night in the dark, so many people can't see me.
I see what you're saying. You do not know if they have dark vision.
It's more a case of Tiffany won't see me, Flask probably, and Dragonbait. Artis and Quash were the only people who are going to know where I am.
Artis Simber can't move at night, not without assistance. He can move very slowly. The only people who can see at night are you, Tiffany, and Flask of Wine. No one else can.
Well, we're going to have to make do. Let's go.
All right, so you're going to keep moving?
No, I've got an idea. I've got some rope. Those three can't see at night.
I think.
Is it three who can't see at night?
Yes.
I think it would be safer because, I mean, rope can't really stop you. I think we should put our hands on the person in front of us' shoulders and make a line.
I was hoping to do a strategy that didn't involve someone touching me, mm-hmm. But fine. It's going to tie us to a rope. Tie to a tree. I mean, tie it to me.
I think it would be cleverer if we were to stay closer together and do with the touching. I am sorry, but it is probably the smart move.
Right. Fine.
Can we space ourselves out so that it's dark vision, non-dark vision, dark vision, non-dark vision, dark vision?
Well, you have to. There's three people with dark vision and three people without.
Yeah. So space them out. throughout the line.
I will go.
Yeah, you have to.
I have to go near the.
You could put them all at the front.
As but in, then who as in the three of us and the three of them behind us.
Oh, making just a line.
One line.
Would you like to not move in pairs?
That's what I thought. My idea was we tie one another with, like, tie ourselves with a rope to someone else who has dark vision and move in pairs. The only problem with that is you and Flask can't see me.
Oh, yeah.
So we all, it has to be as a collective. Because the other guys can see me, but they can't see anything else. And you and Flask, I am literally invisible.
Conga line? Are we doing a conga line for safety?
Adam, is it a safety conga?
Is it conga who the Congo for us?
Come on, baby, let's all do the conga so we don't get eaten by the dragon or get lost inside this jungle. Everybody, come on, everybody, let's go.
And then as well, if we start getting picked off by the dragon, we're not tied to each other.
Ah, good Cass, yes.
A dragon lands bodily near you. It reaches itself up to its full might, tilts its head backwards and breathes fire upwards. It bathes a tree above it and the tree begins to burn. You, all six of you, stare at the dragon wormling in its might. It is about the size of a cat.
Adam!
Initiative.
That's not the thing that blotted out the sun.
It was really low.
Are you fucking kidding, Adam?
No, it was nighttime. It was low. Oh. All you saw was the moon getting blotted out. Who are you tied to?
No one's
tied
to anyone.
We're all holding hands or congering.
Okay, so who are you fighting with, Pop?
My dragon bait.
All right.
Who are you fighting with?
Flask.
Tiffany and Flask of Wine, it's your turn.
It's the size of a cat, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's probably a bit weaker? Does it look a bit weak to me? Do I look at it and go, ah, come on.
All dragons are powerful.
Okay, then.
You could try.
You can try to put it to sleep.
She wants to.
Yeah, nah, I'll give it a crack.
First or second level?
Second?
Nothing happens. Tiffany, you cast a spell upon the dragon. You can feel its eyes tugging closed, but ultimately nothing happens.
Oh, it blinks.
It blinks.
Sweet cat. I wish I could be friends with it. I'd be like, come with us.
What would you like Flask of Wine to do?
Claw.
Claw?
Claw at him.
All right. Flask of Wine.
That's his attacking, yeah?
He has a bow and arrow.
Flask of Wine casts aside his bow and his short sword and instead races forwards with claws outstretched. You can change if you want.
Can he ask again?
With my claws?
With your bow and arrow.
Ah, sorry, I must have misheard you.
That's all right, it's pretty dark.
Flask of Wine strikes once with his longbow. Whoops, rolled the wrong dice. Dealing 11 points of damage. An arrow embeds itself in the dragon's shoulder. Ah! It cries. Pop and Dragon Bait, it's your turn.
Hey, Vaughn.
Yes.
Let's make Vaughn.
Vaughn can talk?
Only to I've... you.
Nothing seemed important until now.
I finally have a friend. Hey, Vaughn. You ever seen it? What? It's a dragon wormling.
Yeah.
Does it mean it's kind of
it's
snaky?
A baby.
I'm gonna look that up.
Is it a wormling with a Y and an R and a M?
Yeah.
Like and it's like long?
Yeah.
Like it's a bit snakish.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Vaughn, I'd like you to turn that snake into a bow tie.
Vaughn reaches out and tries to grab the dragon once, but it snakes and slips its way through one hand. He does the same with his other fist, and it does the same again. It slips and slithers and slides through Vaughn's fingers and hands, and it stands atop them. It has a cheeky grin on its face.
Great, I'm going to cut this thing to fucking ribbons.
I would like to Zephyr Strike this fucking snake.
Your first attack is... That's a miss. Your second attack is a hit. Your third attack is a hit. Your fourth attack is a miss. Did you want to do anything with cards or anything like that?
I'd like to miss on another attack. I'm kidding.
That's very funny.
No, no, that's fine. I'll just do what I can.
All right, cool. So two hits. One deals a D8 force damage.
Adam, do dragons speak draconic?
Do dragons speak draconic? Yes.
I could talk to it.
Oh my God, talk to it.
In draconic before I tell you've already rolled.
No, please, if you want.
What the fuck are you doing in the woods?
Okay, and you strike. Oh, do you want to do that and then wait for its reply?
Yes, and depending on if its reply offends me or not, I will then attack it.
All right, I'll consider this damage with you deal 19 points of damage. I'm going to consider that damage withheld for now, and we'll wait for its turn. Would you like Dragonbait to do something?
Oh, because it'll only respond on its turn.
Won't yeah, it? You got to wait for its turn.
I'll make Dragonbait's action wait to see what its response okay. is to my question.
The dragon lifts itself up on Vaughn's hands and looking down at you from the vantage point that it has been afforded, it says, I am in charge.
Fuck me.
Baby.
Would you have still attacked it?
Absolutely.
All right, but you deal 19 baby. Points of damage.
It's in charge of... It's annoying. It looks a bit like a snake as well.
It's very annoying, but it's a baby.
Dragonbait's first attack is way too wide. Wide swing, in fact. Your target may make an attack of opportunity against you. The dragon lashes out and bites at Dragonbait. The dragon's fangs sink deep into Dragonbait's shoulder. He deals Dragonbait 7 points of regular damage and 2 points of fire damage.
I think for a second how he's really living up to his name and decide that that's not something I should say out loud.
And
I then... say that out loud.
Can you please
on Dragonbait's second attack?
Huh?
Don't lose your head. Oh God.
Oh, no.
Quadruple damage, and if the damage you take is equal to or greater than half of your maximum hit points, you are decapitated. No saving throw.
We killed a baby, Cass.
Yeah,
I don't know maybe. It's a baby yet.
Ooh, yikes.
I put the fact that I know it's a baby and that we have killed a baby, a toddler, with an intelligent toddler with the ability of speech, and I put that in the box in very deep part of myself, labeled repressed memories.
Labeled redacted.
Labeled no!
Dragonbait deals 56 points of damage, decapitating the small dragon.
What did he say?
Die, meatheads.
Oh, God.
Fuck. Oh, you are burdened with knowledge.
She knows that's a lie?
Yeah. You don't know why, but he's lying. You know he understood as well. You know he's lying, and you can tell that he feels bad and is covering up something.
I am too tired. I leave.
No,
I
put... unfortunately, I think you put one and one together with the size of the dragon.
Oh, no. Yeah, as in, I acknowledge that, but my brain sort of comes to that conclusion and goes, no. And I open up my box of no.
Your box of no.
I pop that in there and I'm like, I have to go to bed.
Flask of wine shakes his head slowly. What a bad little baby.
I open up my no box and just put that straight in because I need to go to sleep.
John,
this whole forest is bad, and once I find my dad, the world will be better.
The box of no is the antithesis to the little ball of soft. The big box of no, deep within our hearts. Has everyone gone to bed, Adam?
Yes,
we're staying here.
Let's go to bed.
Well, everyone, seems to be unpacking again.
Cool.
Big monster slain, so.
I'm going to take the first watch.
All right, then.
And now once everyone's in bed, Adam, I'm going to go and say a prayer over the dead dragon's body.
Hey, how many people do you tell about that?
It depends. Did anyone see me do it? It's a Gregory Bones prayer of apology.
Prayer for the lost.
A little whisper of whoops.
As you stand back up after delivering a small sermon, do you do anything with the corpse?
Yeah, I think I pick it up and like put it somewhere respectful. I bury it, I guess.
You shove it in a tree. You dig a little grave?
Yeah, I think I bury it.
All right. You...
Fuck, we killed a kid. Well, Dragonbait killed the kid.
Sorry, is that the sound of someone washing their hands? So you bury a little grave. You make a little grave. You bury the dragon in it. Cover it up. And as you stand up, having given a ceremony, a little service, you see Flask of Wine staring at you. Flask of Wine says, should I say some words?
Oh.
If you want.
Flask of Wine steps up nervously and says, I did not know you. I'm sorry.
Flask?
Yes?
If you tell anyone about this, I will punch you into tomorrow.
All right. See, I've encountered this problem once before. Which part are we not to talk about? Was it that we killed a dragon wormling? Was it that we prayed? Is it that you are religious? Is it... What? Please tell me.
Just this. What happened all right. Just here.
Okay. Right. I will not tell about what happened just here. Do you need a bowl of soft?
No. Do I look like I need a bowl of soft, Flask?
Flask of Wine reaches into his side pouch, still making eye contact with you, rummages around in it for a little bit, and produces a small furry ball. You think it's made out of hair.
What do you do with it?
Put it in your hand. He gives it to you.
I very warily take the ball of soft at him.
It is, true to its name, quite soft. Give it a little squeeze.
I look around to see if anyone else is awake. And then, like, kind of turning my body away from class, I give it a little squeeze.
You think somewhere in the ball of soft there is some sort of stress toy? As you squeeze, you hear a...
I give it back.
He takes it. Do you feel better?
Look. I would need a very big ball of soft, but thank you for the thought.
Flask of Wine starts rummaging around in his backpack.
Look, it was a meta.
He comes out with a basketball-sized ball of soft. You're not sure what Flask of Wine has other than this in his backpack.
Again, I appreciate the sentiment. I'm a complicated individual, Flask. I would need a globe-sized ball of soft.
Flask of Wine puts the basketball of soft back in his backpack and starts repacking it of the many things that have fallen out of it, including several pebbles, a pencil, a lever from some mechanism that you do not know what could have been. You see a Chewinga's mask. You see a statue of a little tiny carved statue of Koopa Louie. That he packs back in, and you say,
oh, Adam, Adam.
You see a chess set where half the pieces are chess pieces and half of them are checkers pieces, and you see an odd-looking deck of cards.
I do not say anything about any of the things in his bag because it is private, and Pop is a man who respects private.
Oh, and a great deal of fruits, nuts, and berries. Like, just loose fruits, nuts, and berries. Many of them crushed or mashed.
But he still puts them back?
Yeah, of course. There he is.
Thank you, Flask.
Maybe he eats one of them as he goes.
Thank you, Flask.
Would you like a walnut?
Sure.
He hands you half a walnut.
I will pay you. You know that.
I believe you.
Good. I know that. You know, on me, I'll pay you. Like, I'm good for it.
It's okay. I don't want that to come between our friendship.
Right. Good, yeah. I'm gonna take watch again. You can go back to sleep.
All right. Do you have family?
Yes. Sure. Everybody has family.
No, not everyone.
Most people. I mean, you had to have come from a family.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, River Mist was your family, so to speak.
My sister, yes.
Yeah, like literally. So in that sense, yes, I have family.
Oh, that's good. What about the girl?
What girl? Tiffany.
Tiffany, yes.
Yeah, you know, she's got the old man. Her dad.
Oh yes.
The one father. That she's trying to find.
Yes.
So there's him.
Grace.
Have you ever mentioned Hector?
I'm sure it would have come up in passing, yeah. The amount I talk, it wouldn't have not come up.
Yeah.
Because I would have gone through the details of how my dad sort of died, but not really died, but, you know, he's sort of dead. He's dead until I save him, you know. He's like, his body is there, but I don't know where his soul is.
She owns the darkness. Or she knows the darkness.
She knows the darkness.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just two times.
Just two.
She knows two nights.
Yes, Flask, she knows the darkness twice.
Yes.
Yes. Anything else?
I did not know if it was real or not, though, because she talked about her father's castle and she talked about the food that she got there. And because her tale ended with a good meal, I wasn't sure if it was a fable or not.
No. Her stories are true.
Okay, then. Well, yeah. That's good to know.
So, you know.
Or bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no. From the content, bad.
Yeah, probably bad. Why are you suddenly interested in my family and her family? Just because?
Seems like a bonding moment.
Right. Sure.
You know, a moment where we can get closer as people on our quest to save Chult.
Yeah, right. Fun times.
Unless you stop him, he chats with you for the rest of the night.
Until
you both go to bed.
Yeah, keep talking to him, I guess.
All right.
I tell him, I don't tell him much, but I tell him that I'm one of five.
He says that he is also one of five.
How are you going with your five?
Well, one of them we don't speak much anymore.
Huh.
And then there would be my other brother, and then my mother and my father.
Yeah, I mean, we're the same, except reverse it, so there's one we do speak to, and everyone else is an utter bastard.
Ah, yes, my older brother. We do not speak to him either.
Yeah, so I have four of your older brothers.
Ah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, right.
Are you second watch?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Do you just wake up to me and Flask?
You would wake her up.
Yeah. So I guess if you're both talking, then I guess Flask has second watch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to take over?
Sure.
Great.
Good night.
Good night.
Flask wakes you up, Tiffany.
Oh.
I just feel like talking.
Okay.
It's nearly your watch. I hope you don't mind if I wake you up early.
No, that's all right. Did you have any good dreams tonight?
I have not slept yet.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes, I am fine.
Do you know why you haven't slept?
It feels like destiny, like fate is creeping upon us.
Do you think that's scary or exciting?
It is a little both, is it not?
I'm so excited to see my dad again.
It has been a long time since I have seen anyone I have been related to.
Yeah.
I've almost even begun missing my older brother.
What's wrong with your older brother?
No good. He is what you would call a bully. A mean person.
That's awful.
No love.
That's not fair. You deserve a lot of love, Flask. I put my hand on his paw.
Tell me more about the meals at your castle.
Okay, well.
This is adorable.
I proceed to tell Flask of Wine about all the meals I received for my birthday, which, okay, let's have a think.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear questions that no one ever thought to ask about pop culture you only kind of know, then do I have news for you. Plumbing the Death Star is a show by Zammit, Dusher, and Jackson, where they, as my dad calls it, make a living while being a drain on society, like you, Adam. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad doesn't believe in entertainment, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star.
So, my dad wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have been home for a lot of them, but the meals at the castle. Oh, no, okay, I probably tell him about really stock standard fancy meals, not knowing that I missed out on a lot of the good stuff because the cooks didn't like me.
Yikes.
I'm like, wow, we had this thing that was steak and they put pepper on it.
What is this pepper?
is a little black seed, and when you grind it up, it makes you sneeze or it tastes funny.
That is strange, do you not think?
Mm-hmm. It was very special. I've only ever had it at the castle. They have lots of them.
Interesting.
Grind them up in stones and sprinkle them on. I snuck into the kitchen once and took a big sniff and sneeze, and then they found me and they took me out pretty fast. I didn't get pepper for a month after that.
This is strange to me. It is insane to think of a person who makes food but does not eat that food. I have heard of such things in the city.
Well, they eat some food.
But they don't eat the food that they make. They just make the food and then someone else eats it. That seems counterproductive. Why would you make food that you are not going to eat?
Fuck, I love Floss so much.
Well, when I lived at the castle, we had a lot of people who lived with us that helped. So in exchange for getting to live there and us giving them food and some money and whatever else they need, they did some of the jobs that we didn't do. So they'd make the food and they'd clean the castle, and then we'd let them live there and we'd pay them and they'd eat. And, you know, I mean, they didn't like us. They didn't like me. I don't know. I don't know if they liked my family. I have to assume they did. I mean, they stayed.
That is interesting.
I'd love to give you some pepper one day. I think you'd really like it.
I would like to have some pepper one day.
But you have to make sure you crush it with the rocks first, otherwise it's really spicy.
Okay. I will not eat the pepper no matter how much I want to.
No, you can have it after you've crushed it. You just can't eat the whole thing.
Okay. I will have the pepper after I crush it, no matter how curious I am about what it is like before.
If you have more seeds, you can eat them all.
All right. I will be very careful.
I want to give this giant
cat. Oh, God. He gets a one. you do not trust him with pepper.
The night passes. The next day, you're traveling out of...
Well, we walk out of the jungle because we don't need to be in there anymore, obviously.
As you're walking out, you can see a figure hanging upside down from a tree. You also hear a soft moaning. From the creature upside down as it swings backwards and forwards. Another sound you hear is a snapping and crunching, something feeding.
Bat? Were-tiger? What growls?
We should be very careful.
We should be very careful. Sorry, that was in my head, not out loud.
Well, Flask of Wine, who is leading the group, indicates it, or points that out, and then who... What would you like?
I can sneak in.
All right, this is a good idea, Owens.
I'm going to sneak in.
You stealth your way forward. You see several figures. The first one is obviously in some sort of snare trap. Hanging upside down is a zombie. The zombie is hungrily reaching out towards a cluster of people huddled around a corpse that they are tearing apart. At first, you think it's zombies tearing apart an unfortunate soul lost in Jolt. Mm-hmm. But then you realize that the figures tearing the corpse apart are doing so with knives and careful ease. You can see as they do so, they pull the rotted flesh away and bring it to their mouths. They are humans, people, eating the flesh of a zombie that they have brought down.
These guys seem nice.
They do not notice you as you approach.
Is there anything notable about what they're wearing to help identify them?
They look like wild people, people just from here in the jungle. Their clothes, if you could call them that, are tattered and threadbare. Some of them would definitely be wearing clothes that it would appear they've taken from dead adventurers.
Oh, this looks like... Okay. I slowly stealth my way back to the party.
As you turn around, you feel something tighten around your leg. You are thrown upwards into the air, and let's go to initiative again.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
Have we seen her go up?
Yeah, she gives a cry of surprise and terror.
Ooh!
Oh! What? Oh, no!
Or just, hmm?
Tiffany, are you acting with Flask of Wine?
Oh, yeah. Come get me down.
Tiffany, this is going to hurt.
Is this an attack or is this just being snapped up by the vine?
This is 8 attacks.
Okay.
As the cannibals move in and feed.
Okay.
Oh, Tiffany, you weren't on full hit points.
Surely we would be
though,
by
right?
now.
We should have been.
We've like slept for 3 days, Adam.
I do nothing but sleep.
You have one job. I actually have lots of jobs, Adam. I take that back. I was rude and I apologize. Please don't give yourself a bad boy card and use it on me to make me deaf.
Can we call the bad boy cards the nasty boy card?
Can we call bad boy cards boys I want to date cards? Because I only date bad boys.
Tiffany, you take 31 points of damage.
You're so chuffed with that. That's great.
Oh, I'm real happy with myself. I'm going to have a sip of water after that.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. What happened? Everything was fine and I lived?
Split lip. Quadruple damage. Uh-huh. And spells,
you just got a split lip.
And spells with a verbal component have a 75% chance of failing until you are healed.
Oh, no. You do magic. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my green flame blade.
You take 24 further points of damage from that.
So for the math aficionados... swimming about in the aficionado river.
Yeah.
What am I on?
You're on 17.
Oh, boy.
8 cannibals, having just feasted upon the flesh of the dead, slowly circle around you. You see hungry looks in their faces. They stick you like a pig from different angles and bring you in. Several of them take bites out of you.
I mean, honestly, I'm more miffed that that means they've gotten through my armor and I worked really hard on that.
Pop and Dragonbait.
Buy this, you fucks. Vaughn, smush him.
Vaughn starts sprinting towards them. That's his turn.
I want Dragonbait to try to get Tiffany down.
Dragonbait can get to Tiffany and that's his turn.
Help, help. They're getting their teeth in me.
You, Pop, manage to find somewhere deep within you the energy and spirit to sprint to Tiffany's side. Your broken, destroyed leg does not slow you down.
Damn straight.
How many cannibals are there?
You see 8.
And the zombie.
And
don't forget the zombie, guys, because he's still alive and he'll grab you.
Why would you remind me of that? Tiffany, you slam into the zombie, and when that happens, it grabs you and bites you.
Oh, I wish I could have a turn, you know?
You take 3 points of damage, Tiffany.
14, baby! That's not gonna make me dead.
3 arrows strike the zombie that is trying to grab you, Tiffany.
Oh, that's good. No, it's good. Yes. Oh, good. Thank you.
Artisember attacking it. The zombie goes limp, letting go of you, and its arms just slowly hang beneath it.
I think you're last in this initiative, Cass.
It sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hello, initiative. Is Cass last? Oh, she is.
Quasha spends his turn getting there.
Can you hold, please?
You are currently 3rd in the queue.
Tiffany and Floss.
Finally. Okay, so I'm being strung up, yes?
Mm-hmm.
If I were to swing and sort of put myself in a ball, would I be out of harm's way from the people on the ground?
They're using spears.
Oh, that's bad. If I were to swing up, grab the rope above my feet, cut the rope below where I was grabbing, could I
drop
down onto my feet?
I would make that an acrobatics check.
That's fine. Yep, let's do that. Adam, I attempt to swing up, use one hand to grab the rope, another to cut the rope of my feet off, and then jump down swiftly, aerodynamically, acrobatically, and most importantly, successfully.
Tiffany, you wrap yourself upwards, you cut through your bindings, and you continue onwards forwards, tucking your legs down below you and then bringing your head back up on top of you. You stick the landing perfectly and are now standing surrounded by the 8 cannibals.
Phenomenal.
What would you like Flask to do?
Shoot with arrow, please.
Shoot with
arrow. Is he
arrow.
Able to Flask. Aim in such a... Is he able to...
Shut up. Sorry, go on.
I'm having a great time just over here by myself.
Is Flask able to aim in such a way that he may skewer several of the humans at once?
No, an arrow won't penetrate like that. So, Tiffany, what is Flask doing?
Aiming the bow at the nastiest looking zombie.
They're none of them are zombies.
The nastiest looking zombie would be the dead one on the ground. He just fires an arrow into a corpse.
There, that zombie will not bother you anymore. Would you like him to move closer as he does it?
Yes. Flask, get them. Help.
Flask of Wine fires two arrows. One hits one of the cannibals, but it doesn't pierce its leather armor. You, Tiffany, get an up-close look at the armor. You suspect, potentially, the leather is human.
Yuck. Oh, I think part of me...
The second arrow misses entirely.
As I notice that the armor is human, the leather armor is human, I get a little flash of, oh God, if they kill me, I'm going to be subpar workmanship.
Does that hurt him more than dying?
It doesn't hurt me in any way, but the irony does not escape me. That something, like the one thing that I've been passionate about aside from my family, oh God, that's sad, is leather work, and I could die and be turned into something that is just not of my craft, and that's the only thing I'm proud of.
Fair enough. Tiffany, you take 14 points of damage as two spears pierce you from different sides.
So that would put me, just again for the mathemagicians at home,
would put you on zero.
Luckily, you have the preemptive of healing.
Thank gosh.
10 more cannibals spring up from around you. It's an ambush.
I fucking hate this fucking
as
jungle.
As they slowly circle around you, Pop, you feel on the top of your head.
That's your name.
Rain starts pouring down.
Oh, I really hate this fucking jungle.
Where's Vaughn?
Vaughn is near you.
He's going to smush those guys. That's right.
Why was Vaughn not closer?
Because I sent him to help you.
Why hasn't he helped me?
He's on his way.
4 hits on you, Pop. You take 33 points of damage.
Are these... Do they speak English or Choltian or...?
They would speak Choltian.
Right.
You speak Choltian.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything?
Yes, Adam.
What do you want to say?
I would love to say something because I love arguing with the people I'm about to kill.
You can hear them talking among themselves. They're discussing how to surround you best. They're talking about maybe one of them hisses, stay away from the metal man. And another one talks, one of them fighting Dragonbait, there's 18 in total. One of them fighting Dragonbait says, I cannot wait to sink my teeth into his scaly hide. Da, 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 da. With a nice Chianti.
And some fava beans.
Oi, you fucking dirty rats.
It speaks our language.
Yeah, it does speak your fucking language. I'm going to give you a tip. How about this? You can fuck off into the jungle. I'll pretend I've never seen you.
None of them are taking you up on the offer.
Right, good. I was hoping you'd say that, because what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to cut you from your balls to the top of your fucking head.
This is the second round of combat, so you don't get that extra attack, but you do still have your 3.
Yeah, and I want to use Zephyr Strike.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
You cast Zephyr Strike and start lashing out at the cannibals around you. Your first attack, hit. So your first attack, you deal... 8 plus 5, 13 points of damage. You slash out with your sickle, cutting one of them in the belly. Your second follow-up attack with the hammer is a miss, but then you strike out again with your sickle, and with 8 more points of damage, you drive the sickle into his neck, wedge it in there, rock it backwards and forwards, and when you bring it out, blood starts pouring heavily out of his neck wound. He cries out in pain, grabs it, and hits the ground. He starts writhing and dying in the dirt. The rest of this battle will be filled with his cries.
Oi, morons, eat your friend.
One of them licks their lips. You think they just fucking might. What do you want Dragonbait to do?
Kill.
Dragonbait strikes him, cutting off one of his hands, but that does not stop the cannibal from progressing. His second attack cuts off the cannibal's other hand, The handless cannibal falls to the ground, rocking backwards and forwards, clutching at its arms.
See, now he's got no hands, so you can eat him even easier.
And Vaughn.
Yeah, just kill. Kill the cannibals.
Yeah, you already gave Vaughn a... Oh, no. Oh, Vaughn, what are you doing, you monster? Holy fuck.
I love Vaughn yes, so Vaughn, much.
Yes, Vaughn, yes, Vaughn, yes, Vaughn.
Vaughn's the brother I wish I had.
Vaughn slams his fist into one of the cannibals. You hear what you can only describe as every single bone in the cannibal's body break at once. It's like the cannibal just got hit by a dump truck. Its corpse sails for 20 feet and then strikes a tree, wrapping around the tree almost completely. Then on Vaughn's second attack...
Oh, I love him so much. Vaughn takes damage for me. I forgot that.
That's so good. Can we refer to anytime Vaughn attacks?
Sorry, Vaughn should have taken 15 points of damage and you are healed 15 points of damage. I always forget that.
I forgot we had him. I forget he's with us constantly. It's so dumb because he's enormous.
Vaughn grabs a second one of the cannibals, lifts him up to his full height, Vaughn's full height, arms him, and then...
That looks like the correct form of a javelin.
Yeah, he shot. She
shot puts.
Shot puts.
Shot puts the cannibal. You do not see the cannibal land. You just hear like a, and then it's gone.
This is what love feels like.
Okie dokie.
Look. You could keep fighting us for all this effort. You have three perfectly good meals in front of you.
Artis Simba keeps moving forward. He's at you guys now. He drops his longbow and draws his dagger. He slashes at one of the cannibals. Oh, dear. Artis, no. His first attack.
That's an excellent card. That means he did such a good job, he gets to do it again.
That is so exciting.
Artis Simba lunges forward and the cannibal sidesteps. As Artis Simba swings, he realizes too late that the cannibal was standing on a particularly muddy patch of grass. Artis Simba nearly does a full set of splits. He manages to recover and slashes twice with his dagger bookmark. When he does that, he scores a crisscross hit on another one of the cannibals, killing him. Quasha points at a small cluster of the cannibals, raising his hands and bathing them in poison.
Hey! Get it, girl.
Two of the cannibals take 7 points of poison damage from accidentally breathing in Quasha's spell. Then it is Tiffany and Flask. Tiffany, your necklace finally kicks into gear and stabilizes you.
Woo-hey! Am I still conscious?
You're lying on the ground. Well, actually, you know what? I never do. I always forget to do this. I want to do this more often. You're lying on the ground. You're still, well, you're not in saving throws. You're just on 0 hit points. So you can't act or do anything, but you're conscious. You're lying on the ground, looking at your belly with your guts before you. You look around and you lock eyes with Pop. You can say one word.
Help.
What would you like Flask of Wine to do?
Keep them away from me as much as possible. Try and kill the cannibals, but put himself between me and the cannibals.
Flask of Wine does a little acrobatic roll, landing on the muck and grass. And when he comes to a complete stop, he has his knee on one side of you, Tiffany, and his foot planted firmly on the other side, standing over you in a protective stance. As he does so, he fires 2 arrows, plugging each of the cannibals that had breathed in poison previously, killing both of them.
Hey.
Then it is the cannibals' turn. With fewer in number, they nonetheless continue their attacks. They score fewer hits this time. Only one of them manages to spike you, Pop. Pop, you take only 3 points of damage. It's a very glancing blow. Clearly, his heart was not in it. You only take 1 point of damage. Vaughn soaks up the rest.
I've been farted on worse than that.
Pop and Dragon Bait.
So gross. I thought I was like, nah, she'd have swallowed her water.
Pop so and Dragon Bait, it's your turn.
Well, Vaughn keeps smashing. I'm going to go and save Tiffany.
Well, you can get to Tiffany. What would you like to do?
Cure wounds level 2.
Tiffany, you recover 10 hit points.
You're right, Horns.
They ate me.
Yeah.
They ate me. I'm just staring at my wounds and remembering.
The parts that they ate do not come back.
Ever?
You'd need a more powerful healing spell. Vaughn, boom, hits one of the cannibals not fist deep, about halfway into the mud, then kicks the cannibal, breaking it backwards.
Fuck, I love Vaughn. See, they ate you. We fucked them up.
Tiffany, okay. You're leaning down, or you're lying there, sorry, as Pop is leaning down over you, running a hand slowly over your guts, knitting them back together magically. You see your intestines slowly slip back in.
Look somewhere else. Look over there. Look at me. There we go. Look here.
Hey, you see wounds on your arms slowly close up?
There we go. Don't look down.
Chunks that they had bitten out of you just scar over.
Hey, don't look where you've been eating. Look at me. Horns.
And Dragon Bait continues to fight?
Yes.
Dragon Bait. Roll better.
It's all right. Vaughn is going to punch every single one that took a bite out of you.
Off until balance.
They can't feel anything anymore.
All enemies that attack you before your next roll add a d6 to their attack.
How many enemies?
There's 10 cannibals left. Artis sheathes bookmark. Digs his boot into the muck and
big nerd with his dumb dagger
and flicks up his longbow again, grabbing it in the middle of the air.
That's hot.
He fires 3 arrows.
If this was a movie, would Artis Simba be Keanu Reeves?
He'd probably be Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. I mean, I'd get behind that.
He plugs one of the cannibals 3 times, once in the crotch, once in the chest, once in the head. The cannibal's head rocks backwards and you hear a cracking sound. The cannibal goes limp, like a marionette with its strings cut.
Did I see this, Adam?
Yes.
Or am I too busy healing?
No? Yeah, you're aware of it.
Great. I immediately have more respect for Artis because he shot a man in the dick.
Oh, is that all he needs to do? Dick shots from now on. And Kasha.
Because it is something that Pip would never do.
And Quasha, he casts poison spray again, I guess, netting 2 different cannibals in his blast. Both of them fail their saving throws, coughing up blood and then eventually parts of their own lungs. 2 cannibals collapse dead.
Yay!
7. Then it is Tiffany and Flask's turn.
Look, I'm gonna.
You've still got Flask of Wine standing over you, so maybe he steps off you.
Yeah. My guess is that I can do nothing right now.
No, you're fine. You've got
your
full action.
I'm on 10, I suppose, yeah.
You could just lie there if you wanted to.
No, that's not fair.
TV's just in shock. Lying there going, they ate me.
They ate me. Over.
I would like to stay where I'm sitting and cast Witchbolt.
All right. You maybe roll onto your belly. Put a hand into the muck, lift yourself up a little bit, and aim a witch bolt at one of the cannibals, just as a first level spell?
Second
level spell? Okie dokie.
And Flask may kill again.
Electricity bathes one of the cannibals. The cannibal's body jerks and writhes, and then its corpse jerks and writhes, and the cannibal collapses. You have created a cannibal corpse. Just thought of that. That's very clever. All right. So, and you wanted Flask to continue the killing.
Yes.
Flask of Wine plugs one of them, dealing 5 points of damage. And on his second shot, thigh piercing. No, pierced thigh. Sorry, wrong way around.
Did he get him
triple
in the
damage.
Thigh gap?
He absolutely did.
And then
his second attack does 30 points of damage. So I guess the first attack was a shot, was Flask of Wine shooting him in the guts. The cannibal drops his spear and grabs the arrow, doubling over in pain.
Flask of Wine's second arrow blasts the cannibal's leg apart, somehow with enough force to be nearly explosive. The cannibal's leg is completely severed from his body, and he collapses, very dead. Heh. Then it is the cannibal's turn. Five of them left.
I hope they feel embarrassed as they die. They're like, oh no, I lost the fight and I die hungry.
Wow. Holy shit, they're fighting till the end.
Was that to see if they'd run away?
Yeah, if they'd run away. All of them did really well. Well, maybe some of them
cost.
One of them charging towards you, Pop, you see as a branch smacks him in the face. Momentary confusion. You don't add your proficiency bonus to your attacks for one round. The other one, however, coming from a different angle, scores a hit, dealing 3 points of damage. Once again, they seem scared of you, Pop. They don't want to close in on you too much. You take 1 point of damage, and Vaughn takes the other.
You know, at this point, it's just fucking embarrassing watching you lot fuck up like this.
Tiffany, one of them throws a javelin at you.
I catch it expertly.
The javelin sticks into the mud in front of you, and on your turn, if you want, you can grab it.
Yeah, I'm going to bite them with the hand that... I don't want to feed him. I don't want to make that.
Before that, Pop and Dragonbait.
I'm going to try and see if I can tell them to run away.
You want to make them run away?
Yeah.
As an action, you can intimidate and you can get Dragonbait to help and you can get Vaughn to help.
Yeah, I'd like to make like a Avengers pose of just me, Dragonbait, and Vaughn behind us.
Dragonbait.
And just point out there's just corpses everywhere.
Dragonbait succeeds, so you get a +2 to this check.
Yep.
Vaughn, I'd say, gives you advantage to the roll. I rolled your advantage. You rolled a 1 and a 20. So get a good boy card. The cannibals look like the morale of the cannibals breaks. They are going to use their next turn to run. Artisan Quasha, they are giving them no quarter. Artisimba looks at Quasha. Quasha looks at Artisimba. They nod. And even though they can see that the cannibals are going to turn and flee, Artisimba knocks another arrow.
My respect for this man is growing.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Artisimba's first attack, poke in the belly, triple damage. As one of them is turning around, Artisimba deals 27 points of damage to him, shooting the man in his belly. His guts, the arrow maybe catches the side of his belly, tearing it open and spilling his guts out before him. The man's legs become tied with his own intestines.
Oh my god.
And as he turns, he collapses forward.
I just have his image body of him Scooby-Doo crumbling. Running on his own guts.
Oh, probably did.
Artisimba's second attack deals 9 points of damage to another one. Then four, he brings down 2 in total on his turn. Quasha draws, no, he's going to keep going with this poison spray. He can target one only though.
So there's 3 left and they're running away.
Yep.
Good.
One of them is bathed in poison and begins coughing up blood. As the cannibal starts trying to run away, he slowly stumbles forwards onto his knees and hands and dies vomiting blood. 2 left. With the tables turned on the cannibals, is it even possible that they could win? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Digital Audio wirkt, weil dieser Moment dir gehört. Kein Scrollen, kein Wegklicken. Nur du und meine Stimme. Ermöglicht durch KI. Echt durch Nähe. Genau diese Nähe lässt Marten im richtigen Moment ankommen. Beim Kaffee am Morgen, unterwegs oder einfach beim Durchatmen.
Digital Audio. Näher geht nicht.